There's a picture on his on his personal Wikipedia, Alex Ebert, that for whatever reason to me is like so specifically, I'm putting it in the messages. This picture like is so specifically like everything I remember about that time period. It's 2013.
Yeah, the lighting in particular,
his big tank top, droopy tank top, and her with her dirty feet.
Mm-hmm. So funny. The dirty feet are hilarious because you know it's on purpose.
Yeah.
You know her feet are dirty on purpose.
Absolutely. She wants to be seen as some sort of... I don't know. This was like seen as more innocent and now looks very political to me.
It does. Yeah. This actually really looks like it's like trad shit, right? Like this is like weird trad wife. Like she's like hand making tricks cereal for her kids on TikTok.
Yeah.
He's got like an adjacent channel where he's like forging he's forging the casts for the Trix cereal.
I feel like he'd be doing something not too manly. Like he'd be like making leather.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it wouldn't be like, you know, he doesn't have a forge making knives. He's got like something kind of adjacent to that where he like makes leather baby carriers or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say leather is a really good shout because it's like you make like leather keychains or like knife holsters or something like that.
Yeah,
but like
yeah,
leather
but like
is such a
craft.
Funny one because it's like it's craft. Yeah, it's definitely it's not like you can't make a murder weapon with leather.
No, it's manly to like, oh, I gotta dry the leather and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then you're just like making like little, I don't know, phone holders or something.
Yeah, like an iPhone case. Do you remember like there was like a 2000s era thing where like guys would start a company that like specializes in like one specific pointless thing? Like there was a commercial that went around for a while of a guy who made like artisan axes.
Uh-huh.
And it was like an axe that would be like, it would have like a fun color scheme, like three color blocks on the handle. And like, it's just this, like, it's exactly the type of like Brooklyn man you're picturing from the early 2000s. Who's like,
sure.
You know,
looks
he's
like
got like
guy.
Even worse. I mean, he's like a fat version of that guy with a big beard and
pink glasses and the
acrylic glasses and like a gingham shirt. And he's like, and he's talking like directly to camera in like what looks like a WeWork space, talking about like, we like to like make something that you can hold in your hand, you know, a real like it makes us feel connected to our forefathers and our you know, our heritage and
so
whatever
cool.
And then you're just like seeing it and it's just like it's just an axe. It's just an axe that looks like they dipped it in paint.